отделение. 0, 4, 2, 9, 4, 5, 7.
Separation at 042945 Zulu.
Свободно спускается. 0, 4, 2, 9, 4, 2, Z. Запад 87 север.
It's down. 04-3115 Zulu. 21 west, 85 north.
McCluskey's bar. Pour rum.
Thank you. Hello? Yes, it is. Right. Be right over. Evening, Alfred.
Good evening, sir.
Evening.
Evening, sir.
Come in.
Hello, sir.
Well, hello, Jim. Yes, yeah, sit down.
Thank you, sir.
Pour you a drink?
Yes, thank you.
I'm a bourbon man myself, but when in Scotland...
Mists of the Scottish movies.
Mm-hmm.
Does it for me.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Jim, just how much do you know about Ice Station Zebra?
This one's been in the papers, sir. Drift Ice Station Zebra. British civilian weather station up at the North Pole. They're in some sort of trouble up there.
Trouble, yes. They've been sending out distress signals, but too weak and garbled to make much sense. There's something that's going wrong up there, that's for sure. Some kind of fire or explosion. Several men killed, the rest of them dying from burns and exposure. It's pretty rugged.
Yes, sir.
And they can't be reached, not by rescue planes. See, the entire polar cap is completely socked in with an ice storm. Might not clear up for days, weeks.
No chance for the survivors, I suppose.
It's a chance. See, you're going up there to get them out. Those orders will come through normal channels.
Yes, sir.
There's more to it than that. That's why I'm up here.
Those men up there must be pretty important.
They're not the reason you're going. They're just the excuse.
Well, then what is the reason, sir?
Well, I can't tell you that. But I can tell you this. It is important, Faraday. Vitally.
Well, sir, if I'm going up there and... I don't know why.
Your passenger knows.
Passenger?
That's another reason why I'm up here. To give you his orders in person. Those won't be coming through normal channels.
That's his name?
There's another name in there that'll impress you more. Second page at the bottom.
All right, sir. I'm impressed. Not enlightened, but impressed.
My car's in the alley. Send you up there completely in the dark, Jim. I don't know the whole picture, but I can give you a few details, not many. You'll just have to try and get the rest from your passenger.
Yes, sir. By the way, sir, when do I meet him? I mean, where is he now?
Bridge control from the navigator. Zero jar air recommends course 210 after clearing.
210 after clearing, aye.
Bridge control, all alarms test satisfactorily.
Bridge, aye, regard all alarms.
George, have him send up the inner harbor chart.
Aye, sir. Control, send up the inner harbor chart for Holy Lock.
Harbor chart coming up, sir.
It's a tight situation.
Flooding, Captain. Slack ebb begins 23:25.
Yes, sir.
I'm hands in operation. Put your men down the forward hatch.
Everybody up forward.
Aye, aye, sir. All right, driver gear and follow me, man.
Yeah.
Once you're set, Captain, we're ready to get underway.
Okay, George.
Court, what's the weather forecast off Western Scotland?
Oh, more of the same, Captain. Intermittent showers, state 3C, winds westerly, 8 to 10 knots.
Very well.
Captain, this is Mr. Jones.
Welcome aboard, Mr. Jones.
Thank you. I'll try not to be underfoot.
We'll appreciate that. We're somewhat overcrowded. John, you can tell George to single up. We'll be getting underway in a moment.
Uh-huh.
Ed, we'll skip the trim dive.
Sorry, sir.
This way, Mr. Jones.
You're refreshingly informal, your American Navy.
On submarines, anyway. Being as close as we do. We operate on a first-name basis. My first name is Captain.
Be it ever so functional.
I'm putting you in here with Mr. Hansen.
Your operation.
That's right, sir.
I'll drop in from time to time to make sure you're...
Here, Captain?
Comfortable. Here, keep this with you. Okay. This is a nuclear submarine, as you know. We'll check you from time to time for radiation.
That's very kind of you.
You know, Mr. Jones, it isn't every day that somebody as important as Admiral Garvey flies all the way up from London to Holyloch to personally hand me a copy of somebody's orders. What are you up to?
Isn't it that?
It does say Mr. Jones is to be taken into your fullest confidence and will be extended every facility and all aid.
That puts a great deal of responsibility on my shoulders. It's a stunning character reference, too, don't you think?
And it is signed by the Chief of Naval Operations.
And you must be delighted to know what a trustworthy fellow I am.
But there's not a word here, Mr. Jones, about why or your part of the mission.
It's a question of explaining me to your man.
No. But there has been some speculation.
I see. That door soundproof?
More or less.
Yes. And, is it true, Captain, that aboard United States naval vessels, no whiskey is ever served?
I'm to extend to you every facility, short of endangering the submarine or the lives of the crew. That could include a pint of medicinal whiskey, if you happen to be seasick.
I am, habitually.
All right. Now, about your mission.
Well, I wouldn't insult you by swearing you to secrecy or anything of that sort. I think the most expedient thing, since you have your orders, is to obey them.
Short of endangering my ship or my crew?
Naturally. May I ask, Captain, when we expect to reach the ice barrier?
Yes, you may ask.
Captain has a word control.
Downing, 6-8 fathoms.
6-8 fathoms, aye.
Go ahead and dive.
Aye, aye, sir.
Periscope depth, Ed.
Periscope depth, I see.
All ahead two-thirds.
All ahead two-thirds, aye.
answering in at 2:30.
Very well. Well, planes rigged out, sir. Very well. Give me 15 degrees down, Captain.
15 degrees down, are?
Blow negative to the mark.
Blow negative, aye.
Control maneuvering injection temperature 47 degrees.
All ahead 1/3.
All ahead 1/3. Answering ahead 1/3.
Zero bubble.
Zero bubble I.
Sounding.
7-4 fathoms.
Pump from auxiliary to sea.
Pump from auxiliary to sea. Pumping from auxiliary.
Coming on the track now. Watch it, watch it. At periscope depth, Captain.
Very well, thank you. Jones.
Russian trawler.
The innocent and inevitable Russian trawler. Just happens to be in our neighborhood. Back to the gills with radar, sonar, and radio equipment.
Control, sonar.
Target bearing 195. Medium screws, no turn count, no other targets.
Very well, sonar. See if you can get a turn count on him.
Turn count, aye.
Get a good diving fix, Court.
Right, sir. We're putting it through the inertial system now.
Very well.
Final trim at 1/3 speed, Captain.
Very well, Ed. What's our target doing, radar?
Mark. Bearing 195. Range 3000.
Looks like we have the beginning of a temperature gradient, Captain, at 50 feet.
Take it at 300 feet, Ed. Hold your speed as is. No point in giving him a demonstration.
300 feet, aye. Make it 300 feet, Captain. Give me 20 degrees down.
300 feet, 20 degrees down, or...
Sir, this message just came in.
Thank you. Attention all hands, this is the captain. A Norwegian freighter has just picked up another distress signal from Ice Station Zebra. Quote, "For God's sake, hurry," unquote. The rest of the transmission is garbled. So somebody's still alive up there. The last estimated position of the British camp was 85 north, 21 west. But we can't pin it down. Their position drifts with the ice pack. As you know, the United States and Soviet Russia are making a joint effort to reach the survivors. An ice storm has ruled out any chance of air rescue by either side. So we're going in under the ice pack. One more thing. We have with us a British civilian. I'm authorized to tell you his name is Jones. That there are certain classified aspects to his mission, which means it's none of our business. So let's leave the poor man alone. I'll keep you informed, that is all.
Pump 1,000 from number one auxiliary to sea.
1,000 from number one auxiliary to sea. Pumping from auxiliary.
Very well. Ready to relieve you.
On 254, no machinery down, no unexecuted orders.
I relieve you.
Nothing properly relieved by yet, Captain.
Very well, George. How does it look, Court?
From this diving point, Captain, I would say our best bet for a quick course would be 287 until we clear the Hebrides, and then directly to Spitsbergen for a final departure fix. Chance of time checks with our initial estimates.
Yo, come around to 287, Ed.
287, aye. Come right to 287, please.
Right to 287. What's our estimated time of arrival at the ice barrier, Court?
15:30 Thursday, sir.
Thank you. Move it up to flank.
Flank, aye, sir. All ahead, flank, Captain.
All ahead, flank, aye.
answering all ahead flank.
Come on.
Captain, the scam is this guy's a...
A what?
Spy?
Just don't get too buddy-buddy with him.
No, sir.
Sims?
Evening, Captain.
Hall.
Yo.
Ray.
Yo.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Morrison.
Yo.
Martin.
Yo.
Miller.
Yo.
Moore.
Yo.
Smith. Kenshin!
Yeah.
Good evening.
Walker, I'm Commander Faraday. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir.
I know these quarters are a little cramped, but it's only for a couple of days or so.
We're comfortable, sir.
Good. Anything I can do for you, Lieutenant?
I think some of the men were wondering, sir, if they could smoke down here.
Of course they can, except when the smoking lamp is out. You'll find chow on board the Tigerfish pretty good. That'll make up for all of this. Any other questions?
Well, are the torpedoes armed?
Sure they are.
Nuclear warheads?
No, Torpex. I'd say each one of them has no more destructive power than, oh, 400 pounds of TNT. Nothing.
Yes, sir. This is a nuclear submarine.
That's right.
None of us have been aboard any kind of sub before.
Rest easy. I have.
Urgent, Zabritsky.
Right to the captain.
Yes, sir. Captain, sir.
Hmm?
Message.
Jones, you're in my bunk. Mr. Jones.
Terribly sorry.
Found him in my bunk, Captain.
Yes. I woke me out of a rotten sleep. Asinine reflex, idiotic. It won't happen again. Endless apologies.
Do you always sleep with that thing under your pillow?
It's a childish habit, yes. It's your bunk, you say? 1,000 pardons.
Considering the state of your reflexes, maybe we better take charge of that.
No, Captain, I have to be tucked up with it. Sort of security blanket, that kind of thing. You remembered, good. This should loosen the old fiddle strings. Will you join me, gentlemen?
No, thank you. Pardon me. You recognize these coordinates?
Yes, sir.
Tell Court to lay out a track.
Aye, aye, sir.
Some startling new development, Captain?
We've been ordered to a surface rendezvous, 59 north or west. It's just off the Orkney Islands. It's with whom or what, we don't know.
And you think that I do? Scout's honor, Captain, I haven't the foggiest, although I assume it's more to do with my end of the business than yours. Happy days.
Mr. Jones, I deal with secret orders, classified information, almost every day. I can't say that I've ever learned to like it, and I...
And I, for one, am very glad that you don't. Leave that sort of thing to the people who are trained for it. Right, Captain? Yeah, I still feel... all kinds of a fool about that set to with Hansen. It's what he called me, you know, out of a sound sleep.
What did he call you?
Jones. Bad name, bad connotations. I once killed a man called Jones. Well, not for that reason, of course.
That's not your name.
Isn't that obvious? It's a code cover name. Brilliant deception, don't you think, Jones?
It's practically a revelation coming from you.
Captain. You've already guessed that I'm some sort of sneaky bastard involved in some sort of low skullduggery, right?
Right.
But there's no reason for a straightforward, up-and-up, out-in-the-open fellow like yourself being involved more than he must. I promise you this. You'll know all you need to know as and if the need arises. Now, shall we keep our mysterious rendezvous?
Why not?
periscope depth now, Captain.
Very well. Shift to red. There's the radar.
Nearest bearing 087, range 9000. Contact 195, range 12000.
Cruise mass, sir.
Possible aircraft still approaching. Contact 237, 125000. All clear inside of 5,000 yards. No IFF.
Stern room, I.
Sonar.
No target close aboard control.
All compartments report ready to surface, sir.
Very well. Shut the vents. Vent shut. All vents shut, Captain.
Okay, John, bring her on up.
Aye, sir.
Surface.
Introduce you to a good friend and an associate, Boris Borisovich Vasilov, the damnedest anti-Russian you ever met.
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning. He's the best Arctic man in captivity. Helped us set up Zebra. Chop him off within 100 miles and he'll walk to the spot.
Well, we'll try to get you closer than that. Chief of Naval Operations.
Mm-hmm.
You and Mr. Jones seem to have the same friends.
And the same enemies.
Welcome aboard, Mr. Vasilov.
Good to be aboard, Captain.
Mr. Jones, why don't you take Mr. Vasilov to the wardroom? Uh-huh. Cup of coffee?
Oh, I would love a good cup of your American coffee.
Right.
Yes.
Well, you old abominable snowman, I thought you were at the South Pole.
I was, 48 hours ago.
I'm Commander Faraday, Captain.
Captain Anders, sir.
Good to have you aboard.
Thank you, sir.
Especially since it meant so much to someone. Get you on board.
Yes,
sir. Captain. Patterson.
Sir.
Show Captain Anders to my quarters. I'll join you in a moment.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right this way, sir.
What in you, sir?
Thank you, sir.
From McMurdo Sound to Christchurch, New Zealand, and all by Navy plane.
Oh, yes, you've been hopping around like a little kangaroo. Mm. Who is he?
You do not know about him?
Was he checked?
Of course. By the officials at the airbase. Why, he's a captain in the United States Marines.
And we always accept the obvious.
Oh, you have a distrustful character.
I have no character. I assume one. Perhaps so.
You think he was put here to spy on us?
It's a definite possibility. By which side?
Yes, I know. And no word from Halliwell. Not one word from Halliwell?
Nothing.
What about Goodwin?
We don't know.
This Captain Faraday, how much does he know?
He knows enough to get us where we want to go. So you can continue to be your same big, beguiling, sweet, candid, talkative self. And
tell him nothing. I know. Oh, what happened up there? What went wrong?
Yes.
Where'd they pick you up?
In transit, sir.
Happened to me. Sit down.
No, thank you, sir.
So you'll be taking command?
As soon as possible. You understand, sir, these men you have on board are the best that the Corps could deliver in the very short time before you sail. They're highly trained in Arctic maneuvers, but untested in actual combat. So even after you sail, the search went on for a properly qualified officer.
From your record, they were lucky to find you. In transit, you said.
Flew me straight into the chopper base and put me on board with that Russian.
Well, I understand he's on our side. Wardroom.
Yes, sir.
Davis, ask Lieutenant Walker to come into my stateroom, please.
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant Walker, this is Captain Anders. You'll be taking some of the load off your shoulders.
Well, welcome aboard, sir. We were all wondering.
Lieutenant!
Sir.
You will notify the men that there will be a showdown inspection at 0700.
Yes, sir.
And, Lieutenant, it will be a bitch.
Yes, sir.
That's all.
Yes, sir.
You think I was too abrupt with him, huh? I made a point of it. You see, Captain, I've saved a lot of lives by teaching men to jump when I speak.
All right.
The young lieutenant's a familiar type, popular with the men. As for me, I measure an officer's weakness by every man that likes him personally.
I see. Well, I intended to put you in with Lieutenant Walker, but...
Oh, you can see, sir, that wouldn't be in line with my methods.
No. All right. I'll put you in with Mr. Vasilov.
Thank you, sir.
Go ahead, look around.
Thank you. Share with you or your men.
No. But a lot of us like to walk. We can share that much. For the next time, you might ask one of us along.
Of course. I am sorry, Captain, if I have committed some transgression. But I do hope you do not object to my interest in your boat.
Oh, ask any question you like.
Ah, well, naturally, there is one that, that I must ask. Since your power source is...
You mean, where is it?
Exactly.
Pardon? Captain? This is our reactor officer, Lieutenant Midgangs, Mr. Vasilov.
Lieutenant?
How do you do, Mr. Vasilov?
You're standing on it. Pardon? Nuclear fission, and it hates being confined even more than you do.
But at least it does not have to share its confinement. I am sorry. I was thinking about...
Captain Anders.
Yes. But no complaints. And no reflection on his undoubted capabilities. But to me, he is not a very nice man. Chemistry, I suppose.
Never my best subject.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I'm Jones. Captain Anders? Lieutenant Walker?
Sir?
How do you do? Good morning.
Good morning.
I understand that you haven't been on the ice before, Lieutenant.
Oh, no, sir.
Uh-huh. And where were you stationed, Captain, before you were picked up in transit?
Asia.
Oh, then you haven't been on the ice either.
No, sir. A bullet goes just as fast up here as it does down there.
Not quite. An insignificant difference, perhaps, but I think you'll find that the operational characteristics of the M16 indicate that a bullet will decelerate as much as... 40 feet per second faster in these climatic conditions. It's denser air.
Mile Bridge. Any contact with Zebra?
Yes, sir. We're receiving them faintly. They're sending their call signal DSY over and over again.
Can you contact them?
No, sir. They don't answer us. The signal is fading now, sir.
Bridge, navigator. We got a good fix on them, Captain. Bearing 328.
Dive, Bob.
Kohler is calling the depths to the bottom below us, but this
is our patch.
Surface bathymeter. We call it the ice machine. Bounces an echo back from the ice above us. This thin black line means there's open water now, but under the ice, a stylus would tell us how thick it is. First drift block, sir. Iceberg.
Second drift block.
There is a deep water entrance to the barrier, but I'm going to try to squeeze past here, past Prince Christian Land. The water is shallow there, and it's going to be a tight squeeze into the ice, but it will save time. Sonar.
All clear ahead, sir.
Very well. Sonar tells us what's ahead and what's behind us.
Drift block.
65 fathoms.
Another drift block.
70 fathoms.
60 fathoms.
65.
Attention all hands. Captain, we're going under the ice now.
60.
Here it comes.
10 feet.
10 feet.
5 fathoms.
20 feet. Deep pressure ridge.
Camera.
Nice.
TV, closed circuit. Deep pressure ridge, 60 feet. 65.
50 fathoms. 45 fathoms, 40 fathoms, 35 fathoms.
Thick ice.
Bottom is shoaling, Captain. 25 fathoms.
Thick ice. Regular overhead. No ridges. Constant depth.
Still coming up, sir. Sounding 20 fathoms.
Pressure ridge ahead. Depth unknown.
All ahead, 1/3.
Thick ice. Ahead, 1/3.
Sonar, what's the heavy side of that ridge?
Heavy on the port side, Captain.
Right full rudder.
Sounding 16 fathoms.
Sonar, are we clear?
Ice post aboard port side.
Very well. Rudder amidships.
Rudder amidships.
18 feet. Thick ice.
Rudder is amidships. Shoaling rapidly, sounding 7 feet. Fathoms, shifting to feet on my scale.
What's our depth?
100
thick
feet.
Thick ice.
Keel depth, Captain.
Costigan?
Thick ice, sir.
How thick?
12 feet, sir. Take her up to 70 feet. I think we've got a little room to spare.
70 feet, I see.
Control, very heavy ridge ahead. No depth in my scope. Range inside of 300 yards. Appears to extend clear across the bow.
All stop.
Answering all stop.
30 feet. Sonar, disregard your side search and stay on that ridge. And keep your reports coming.
Sonar, I.
Sounding 30 feet, still coming up, Captain.
Sonar, damn it, I told you to keep those reports coming.
Yes, sir, same ridge. It is all across my forward scope area, inside of my range. Seems heavier on the starboard bow. Ridge ahead blocks me to
315. Port beam possibly clear.
Starboard ahead, one third.
Starboard.
Port back, one third.
Port entering back, one third.
Port ahead, one third.
Port answering ahead, one third.
No better than boot camp. Now let's try it with your eyes shut.
Sir?
Moore, you're in the field. It's pitch dark. Your weapon jams. You have to disassemble. What are you going to do? Strike a match?
Sorry, sir.
Mr. Jones.
Come on.
Captain's compliments, sir. We're there.
What?
Seabrook, under the ice, their last estimated position.
Mm-hmm.
When we get going, Mr. Jones, we don't futz around.
Thick ice, 12 feet. Thick ice, 10 feet. Mark, shelving. Thin ice.
Switch on hull and sail floodlights.
Control, sonar, all clear forward. Ice to starboard is inside of my range mark.
Very well, sonar. Keep your reports coming.
Keep reporting, sonar eye.
There's another camera.
Nice.
Trace merging. Thin ice.
Mark, thick ice, 15 feet, possible pressure ridge.
Control, sonar, heavy close range clutter on my scope. Appears to be clear ahead.
Mark, thin ice, 3 feet. Mark, 3 feet. Mark, ridge, 18 feet.
Thinning.
Mark, thin, 4 feet, 3 feet. Trace merging. 3 feet.
Speed?
3 feet.
1 knot, Captain.
3 feet.
All stop.
Answering all
thin time. Ice.
Runner is amidships.
Still thin.
All ahead, one third.
Still
all
thin.
All ahead, one third.
Belay that. All stop.
Answering
thin
all
ice.
Stop.
3 feet.
Speed zero. We're centered up now, Captain.
At 100 feet, sir. Stop trim.
Ed, bring her on up.
Thin ice. Thin ice.
Why are we holding our breath?
There's
still 100 feet to go.
40, measured from the bottom of the keel. 40 feet minus the thickness of the ice, whatever that is.
Coming up fast, Captain. 80, 75. Standby negative, Rollins. Sharp gradient at 90 feet, Captain.
Heavy ice.
Plus negative. Feet. 110.
Blow negative to the mark. All ahead, two-thirds.
Negative blowing.
Answering all ahead, two-thirds.
190. 200. 220. 240. At 260 feet, Captain, and holding.
Current where it shouldn't have been. Temperature at first where it had no right to be. Pressure ridge right out of nowhere. This is the Captain. Sorry about that. Report all damage.
Control, maneuvering.
No apparent damage.
Very well. Stern room.
Stern room secure, sir. Boy, the washing machine's throwing some kind of fit.
Very well.
What now?
What do you mean, what now? We try it again.
We're centered up again, Captain.
She's holding at 100 feet, sir.
See if you can hang in there for a minute. I think she's drifting in the right direction.
It is.
Sonar.
Still have contact to starboard. Clear ahead.
Thin ice. Thin ice. Pick her up, Ed. Like she was made of glass. All right, Costigan.
Come from number one auxiliary to sea.
Pumping from number one to sea.
Here we go again.
She's coming up, sir. 90, 85. Secure pumping, flood 1,000.
Pumping secured, flood 1,000.
Contact close starboard, very close. But hold it, hold it. Contact, dead astern.
Sonar!
Still have contact to starboard, clear ahead.
Man, or we're hold aft.
Rollins, give her a shot of air.
Shot of air, right.
Another shot.
Tell me, Captain, if you had to compose your own epitaph, what would it be?
Knock it off.
Well, that's good. That's very good. It's too thick.
We're wasting our time. Take her down, Ed. John, what's the tube status?
Number one and two are dry, Captain. Got exercise heads in 3 and 4.
Very well. Have George make ready number one. We'll see how Torpex and ice mix.
Aye, sir.
We're going to crack it with a torpedo, Mr. Jones.
That be done.
Don't know until we try.
Never been tried before?
Nope. We'll explode it electronically, 1,000 yards from the ship. If we bows onto the detonation, I think we'll survive the shock.
If we don't.
The electric boat division is going to get a very nasty letter.
Eyes shut. Go.
Are we there?
We hope so. We're going to load a torpedo up and punch a hole through the ice. Excuse me, Captain.
I've never seen that. Do you mind?
Come on along.
Oh, come on, man. Let's try it again. Let's try it again.
Be number one, Chief.
Aye, sir.
Control, forward room. We're opening up number one, too.
Control, aye. Forward room. The captain has the word.
All right. Eyes shut. Go.
Checks.
John, how about that marriage application I sent?
Yeah, how about that?
Interlock check.
Check.
Did you give it to the XO for me?
Yep.
Did the XO give it to the old man? Now the door's shut.
Check.
Well?
Well, I don't know about him, but me, I'm picking myself up from the deck. George Mills, ship's Tomcat. Ready-made family, bailed-in responsibilities. Georgie, are you ready for that?
Hey, lay off, will you? Just... Hey, we got a trickle here.
Check the drain.
So the XO didn't give it to the old man. Drain open.
Drain open. George? You know he did in a state of shock.
And?
And the old man okayed it in the same condition.
He did?
Yeah.
Hey, that's great.
The tube, George, the tube.
I guess he figured I'd end up with one of those seagulls he saw me with it. Boy, this is tight. Anyway, for the first time I know what I want, right? Then I know where...
Isolated, sir. Three machines on the line.
Pump from auxiliary to sea, never mind the red line. Line up and transfer fresh water aft.
I can't hold it, sir.
Control controlling the planes, Captain. We're going down and fast.
Forward room, control. Control. Forward room, control.
Anything?
No, sir. The line's dead.
Forward room.
Temperature on number one turbine, sir. I can't hold this much longer.
You've got to!
Aye, sir. Captain, we're losing number one turbine.
Maintain revolutions.
Aye, sir. Down anyway in a couple of minutes.
What's the difference? The hull's gonna crack in a second.
She's slowing.
She is slowing.
She's slowing.
She's slowing fast.
She's stopping.
It's impossible. 1,230 feet. Must be taking 40 tons of pressure to the square foot.
10 feet. Up.
Secure the blow.
Secure the blow, I.
And rising.
Pump it.
Secure pumping, I.
Still rising. Feet up.
All back one third.
Answering all back one third.
And rising.
Thank God. Yes, thank God, Patterson. And I'll thank the electric boat division that covers us either way. Attention all hands, this is the captain. We're on our way up. Everything is under control.
Take the con, Bob.
Aye, sir.
Submarine by accident is both ends of a torpedo tube open to the sea at the same time.
You must connect the hydraulic manifold to the outside door mechanism so that the indicator reads shut when the door is actually open. The same sort of electrical cross on these two panels and the open position reads green when it should flash red. Then you plug up the inlet to the test cup with chewing gum, sealing wax, anything. Just so that it shows a dribble, and then you open the tube, and good night.
Vassiloff. Lieutenant Hanson's still in there. Get these men up to sick bay.
The
wasn't sealing wax. It wasn't chewing gum. It was epoxy glue. And all of a sudden, you know a whole damn lot about submarines.
Oh, I know how to wreck them. And I know how to lie, steal, kidnap, counterfeit, suborn, and kill. That's my job. I do it with great pride.
And Vasilov? Is that your job, too?
Yes, Captain.
What's your theory?
That there is a man aboard this ship who committed sabotage.
You mean go down with it?
Of course. And as willing to die for what he believes in as you are. Or I am.
And what do you believe in, Mr. Vasilov?
That should be obvious, Captain. I was born a Russian. But I chose my side out of conviction. Not by accident of birth.
And since I got in through the Berlin Wall in 1961, his convictions have been proven by British intelligence, your CIA, and by me. Somebody doesn't want us to get to Ice Station Zebra.
Why?
Well, my guess is the job could have been done before you sailed. One of your civilian dockyard workers.
Those men have top security clearances.
People with top security clearances are being hung every day. But if you must have a suspect, I aboard the ship. I give you Captain Anders.
Is that an accusation?
Oh, yeah, a nomination.
Why?
Excuse me. He's the only one that none of us know anything about. He's too perfect. Picked up in transit, he says, dropped down to us out of the skies.
I don't believe it.
Boris, did anyone at the helicopter base know or recognize Captain Anders?
No. But he had orders.
Oh, he had Captain Anders' orders. But is he Captain Anders, or is Captain Anders lying dead somewhere along the line in transit? I've done the same sort of thing myself to the other side.
You go along with this.
Please. I do not like Captain Anders, so I disqualify myself.
Captain, when you surface, you can radio to check on his authenticity.
Very well, I'll check on Captain Anders. And Mr. Vasilov. And you.
Oh, I've already vouched for Mr. Vasilov. As for me, you can safely eliminate me.
Why?
Oh, you must.
Why?
By a logical absurdity. Haven't you forgotten, Captain, I'm in charge of this operation?
Never entered my mind.
Well, then you'd better take another look at your orders. I haven't labored the point so far because up to now you've been doing all that's been required of you. But the primary objective of this mission is to get me to Ice Station Zebra. Those orders come to you from your chief of naval operations and direct to him from your president. So before we go any further, I suggest that you get me there, put another torpedo up the spout, blow a hole in the ice,
and get me there!
One of my men is dead. Three of them badly hurt and my ship damn near wiped out. Now you take another look at those orders. I'm in command of this submarine and I am not sticking another torpedo up that spout or taking another chance or making another damn move until I know exactly what we're doing and why.
Captain, control, we've hit a lead. We're under thin ice, sir.
Well, that does make the problem academic, doesn't it, Captain?
Thin ice. Thin ice. 3 feet. 3 feet. 2 feet. 2 feet. 2 feet. 3 feet. Thin ice. 3 feet. 2 feet. 3 feet. Thin ice. Thin ice.
Take her up.
3 feet. 3 feet. 2 feet.
contact with Zebra. Captain has a word.
We have their bearings.
Did they see our rocket?
No acknowledgement, sir.
Are you in two-way contact?
No, sir. We can't get them to acknowledge our signal.
Can you read him?
Fragments, sir, but he makes no sense. Everything's completely garbled. He's dying, sir. I mean, his signal's dying. Gone now.
Get a fix, Tom?
Yes, sir. Two-way fix with the bearing we got before we went under the ice. They're right there.
That's just under 3 miles.
Vasilov, just under 3 miles in this storm.
We can make it.
Captain, how many men do you think we should take?
Compass is useless up here, so we'll need DF radio to give us direction. We'll need a doctor. That's Vasilov, you, me, Zabrinsky with backpack, walkie-talkie, and DF, Dr. Benning. Wassmeyer, with all the medical equipment he can carry. Mr. Hansen, get together all that Arctic gear we put on board. Rations, lights, heaters, all of it, and pick one more man.
Aye, sir.
And the Marines.
Yes. Captain, get your men ready.
Yes, sir.
If he's what he's supposed to be, he goes. If not, I'd be a fool to let him stay on board. As you reminded me, Mr. Jones, my orders are get you to Zebra. About 10 minutes.
10 degrees left, Zabrinsky. 10 degrees left. Acknowledge. He rogered, sir.
Bridge, radio. We're in contact with Zebra Party.
And acknowledged course correction.
Bridge, I radio.
Answer. Come in, Sam. Answer on voice.
Can you get them? Can you get Zebra?
No contact, sir.
Prepare to dive.
Prepare to dive, aye. Zebra, this is Viking calling. Come in, Sam. Acknowledge. Acknowledge. Do you read me, Sam?
Bow planes,
huh?
All ahead, one third.
Answering, all ahead, one third.
Give me 3 degrees down, Kimber.
3 degrees down, huh?
Post your men, Captain.
Come in, this is Zebra. Viking, can you read me? Viking, this is Zebra, come in.
You took so long getting here.
What happened?
Explosion.
Yes, Halil.
You took your time getting here.
Where is he? Halliwell.
Viking, come in, Viking. This is Zebra.
It's our hut.
Yes, your hut. 17 of you. Where are they? Where are the others? Dr. Goodwin. Dr. Goodwin. You know Dr. Goodwin.
He saved our lives.
Viking, come in. This is Zebra, over. Viking, come in. This is Zebra, over.
Halliwell. Christopher Halliwell.
Burning.
Where is he?
Burning.
Where?
Flames.
Where is he?
Viking, come in, Viking. This is
Where?
Zebra.
Flames. Dr. Where? Goodwin. Doctor.
This is Zebra, Viking. Do you read me?
Goodwin.
Covered in flames.
McBain. McBain, old friend.
Boy. Yes. Yes. I'm here.
Tell me, how did the fire start?
Asleep.
Yes, you were asleep.
We were asleep.
Where is Halliwell? Tell me, where is Halliwell? Huh? Where is Halliwell?
Halliwell.
Yes. He was burned.
Burned, but where is he, huh?
He's the only ones left.
Yes, but where is Halliwell?
Dr. Goodwin tried to help him.
Dr. Goodwin? Where is Goodwin?
The fire. Where were you when it started? The fire. Where were you?
Keep trying, Zabriskie.
Aye, sir.
David,
didn't work.
Viking, come in, Viking. This is Zebra. Viking, this is Zebra. Come in.
Viking, this is Zebra. Come in, Viking.
Thank you.
Dr. Goodwin. Halliwell, Dennison, Hughes, they are all there.
Did you search them?
They do not have it.
Shot before they were burned.
Exactly. And Goodwin shot them. Obvious.
I would say that the good doctor was after something before he died.
Zabrinsky, there's a nice drill in that building over there, the orange one. See that flat spot out there in the ice, about 1,000 feet?
Yes, sir.
Punch a hole in it.
Yes, sir.
Balloon, helium. To inflate it, and line to run it up for collection.
Was Goodwin your man?
It's not here. No, he was theirs. Our man was, Halliwell. That's him.
See if you can find it, Boris.
Let's see if we can catch ourselves a submarine.
Control, sonar. I have the transponder.
Bearing 345, relative.
We have the word, sonar. Put that line in.
Aye, sir. Come right 10 degrees.
Right 10, aye.
What size is the film?
4.5-inch reel.
16mm in an insulated aluminium capsule. And all of a sudden, you know a whole damn lot of about my business.
We don't believe in going on a mission totally blindfolded, Mr. Jones.
The film came out of a camera mounted in a Russian satellite.
It belonged to the Russians?
Oh, it's a delicate point. It was our camera. We developed it. Oh. The decadent British. It's not a bad piece of engineering. Took 3 years to develop, round-the-clock work. Can't be duplicated for another 2 years because of certain British processes in grinding lenses. It really is an incredible piece of machinery. It's got a focal length of, it can photograph a packet of cigarettes from 300 miles up in space on a tiny negative capable of infinite enlargement. You see, your American lads, you came up with a new film emulsion, very hush-hush, but 100 times more sensitive than anything previously available. And the negative is miraculously developed within the satellite itself.
So you put our film in your camera and you had yourselves one hell of a box brownie.
Well, the Russians had. You see, we lent it to you fellas and you lost it.
Lost it?
Hijacked in broad daylight. Dismantled, smuggled into Havana, and then the Russians put our camera, made by our German scientists, and your film, made by your German scientists, into their satellite, made by their German scientists, and up it went, round and round, whizzing over the United States of America 7 times a day.
Photographing missile bases.
Within 48 hours, they had all the pin-up pictures they ever dreamed of, every missile base on the North American continent. And of course, every time our camera took a picture, there was another one pointing up, taking a fix on the stars.
So all they'd need would be to check their coordinates, and they'd have their missiles zeroed in at every launching pad we've got.
If they had the film. The irony is that it's still here. At Zebra. Somewhere. And this is not the way to find it.
Well, how did it get here?
Oh, the Russians ran into a little trouble.
It's encouraging.
Initially academic, or so it seemed. You see, the satellite was orbiting over North America, western part of Russia, and Siberia. But that darling little camera went right on taking pictures, even when it wasn't supposed to. Beautiful pictures.
Russian installations.
Yes, which makes that piece of film the most dangerous and desirable bit of information in the world. And then they ran into real trouble. You see, here they are, orbiting like this. When they fired the retros for a come down in Siberia, one of the rockets must have misfired because instead of slowing the satellite, they just swung it into a new orbit from pole to pole. Now, it's very embarrassing for our Russian friends. 9/10 of it was over water and our free world. None of it was over the Soviet Union or any sphere of communist influence, and that's when the lights began to burn in the Kremlin. Although the orbit had been radically changed, the satellite was not aborted. They still had sufficient control to bring it down in a re-entry. But where?
A pickup in the ocean would involve a whole naval operation. We'd know about that.
And a land expedition would be even worse.
Well, they should have asked us. We'd have picked it up for them.
Oh, they were hoping we didn't even know it existed. Now, our experts calculated that they had a maximum of 13 days in which to determine the point of re-entry. Beyond that time, the satellite would slow down, re-enter of its own accord, and burn up in the atmosphere. Now, consider their dilemma.
It leaves the Arctic or the Antarctic?
Well, the Antarctic is as busy as Piccadilly Circus. There are scientific expeditions there from the United States, Great Britain, Netherlands, Chile, France, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa.
And Russia.
And Russia. We sent Baslov down there just to sniff about, just in case. And we turned our attention to
Zebra.
At the North Pole.
The innocent civilian weather station.
Isolated from the rest of the world, studying the origins of weather and the movement of the ice pack. Perfect cover for the Russians. 10 days ago, a Dr. R. A. Goodwin appeared and applied for permission to do some research up here. A university professor of impeccable qualifications, he was immediately accepted and flown up on the next supply plane the next day.
You knew he was their agent?
Oh, ever since he became impeccable, yeah. Now, we knew exactly where they were going to drop the satellite.
And then three of your men of impeccable qualifications came up the next day?
No, same day, same flight.
Well, Goodwin didn't suspect.
He did or he didn't. What difference does it make? What could he do? Send for reinforcements and we'd send for reinforcements? He'd escalate, we'd escalate, and all of a sudden somebody is pushing a button. You know, we have a very strict code of ethics in our game, Captain. We nearly always know what cards the other man holds, but we always keep our aces up both sleeves.
The Russians position their satellite for re-entry.
At 4:23 in the morning, 3 days ago.
An Arctic storm appeared out of nowhere and obliterated the whole scene.
There you have it. Silence, no communication for 6 hours, then garbled calls for help, fire, disaster, death.
Calls to both sides.
Yeah. Here we are.
Then when the storm clears and the wind dies, that's when the first Russian planes will arrive.
planes are standing by on both sides.
The storm is clearing from the west. Siberia.
Exactly.
Then Halliwell got to the film first and Goodwin shot it.
Of course, if he got to it first. And if Goodwin got to it first, then Halliwell was killed trying to get it. In any event, there was a shooting match out there in the snow, and Goodwin was the only one to come out of it alive. Wounded, but alive.
But he got caught in the fire, too.
I believe he started the fire to obliterate the evidence of what he'd done, burn down the whole camp, live on the supplies that he'd stacked away. Yes, he got caught.
Then when the storm cleared, he'd run the film capsule up on that meteorological balloon, and a Russian plane would pick it up.
And we'd live under the threat of what was on that film the rest of our lives.
Whoever went out there in that storm must have had some electronic device, a Homer, to lead him to the capsule. He couldn't have seen it.
Very good, Captain. And dead right. Both men had such a device.
Well, then, if we find the Homer, we've found the capsule.
Very good, Captain, and dead wrong. I brought one with me, same as Halliwell's. Unfortunately, it doesn't work. The frequency's been changed.
Or the film is near.
It's here, all right. Pity you mislaid your submarine. We could have used your man.
Guy. Captain, radar has reported unidentified aircraft.
What direction? What speed?
Radar, give me a fix on that aircraft. From the west, bearing 278. Speed 620 knots. Estimated time of arrival, 17 minutes.
Nothing.
radar reports aircraft now at 117 miles, approaching
at 620 knots, estimated time of arrival, 9 minutes.
Bob, what about my request for air support?
Negative. Our planes can't move. They're completely weathered in.
How's it coming, Martin? Can you find the frequency to locate the capsule, or can't you?
Well, sir, in zones of visible aurora, you get transmissions into sporadic E-layer, like a cloud stratum.
Just tell me when it works.
Yes, sir.
Zebra Party radar reports second flight of aircraft. Target Bravo, same speed, same bearing, estimated 1 minute behind first flight. Aircraft now at 21 miles. Estimated time of arrival, 2 minutes. Aircraft now at 11 miles. Estimated time of arrival, 1 minute.
Don't
Put the gun down. Carefully. Put the gun down, Captain. Do not reach for the trigger, or you'll never touch it. And don't shout. You'll never hear it. Now step forward. Carefully. Put your hands on the railing in front of you. Both hands. Now, keeping both hands on the railing, come down the stairs. One step at a time.
And I was just beginning to think it was him.
He always thought it was you. You see, had I been born in England and he in Russia, he would be standing here and I would be lying there. Yet, one takes no pleasure in mutilating one's identical twin.
But you expect me to do it for you?
No. I expect you to pick up that crowbar and kill me. Yes, you are in excellent shape. 3 or 4 good blows should do it. A broken rib, an arm.
You want them to think that I... Go to hell.
I undoubtedly will, Captain. But not before you. Now pick up the crowbar.
If I don't, the worst that can happen is that you kill me. And you're going to do that anyway. So you go ahead and pull that trigger. You're not going to use me as an excuse.
They say a bull in the ring dies a much better death than a steer in a slaughterhouse. A bull has a chance. Do you want to be killed for a bull, Captain? Or a steer? Now pick up the crowbar. At least it is a weapon. And who knows, if you strike very quickly, you might even take me by surprise. Pick it up. Pick it up! Now hit me. Hit me.
Jones shot him. I found him here as I was bending over. The Captain Anders attacked me with the crowbar, and Jones shot him.
He's dead, sir.
Captain.
Captain? pistol. If I found Goodwin's pistol.
This couldn't be that important.
Habecker, Captain, look! You found it.
Find the capsule, Vasilov. Walker, you and your men, go with him.
Yes, sir.
See that light? It is booby-trapped.
Webson, Costigan, Parker, Nichols, stay here. Caller?
All ships company, back to the ship! On the double!
All right, move it, move it!
You know what to do, Bond?
Aye, sir.
Anything blows, submerge and get out.
Without waiting to get the rest of you aboard?
Without waiting for anything.
Chip it out.
Captain, there's two acetylene torches in the hut.
Get them. And get Lieutenant Midgang.
Yes, sir.
Captain, we can
see paratroopers moving towards you.
We can't estimate the number, but it's a large force.
Now, Martin, Stravinsky, I want your technical opinion, the best you can come up with. Obviously, the device attached to the capsule is explosive. What I must know is, will it explode if we pick it up?
Sir?
Get it out of there.
Commander Faraday?
I'm Commander Faraday.
I'm Colonel Ostrovsky, sir. I congratulate you and your crew on the success of your rescue mission. The world will rejoice to hear of it. I'm here with my men on another mission. Not so praiseworthy, perhaps, but equally peaceful. We have come to recover a certain capsule, which was taken from an element of a certain satellite, which was placed into orbit by the Union of the Soviet Socialistic Republics. As you know, this capsule is a property of my government, and we only wish to obtain that which belongs to us under international law. Therefore, sir, I know you and your men will withdraw and permit us to take possession of what is rightfully ours.
We will do so directly, sir, but first, under international law, we will remove the roll of film which was taken from the United States government, which was in a camera belonging to the United Kingdom of Great Britain. When that is done, then, sir, you may have your capsule.
Commander Faraday, this is not the time or place to play with words. You have undoubtedly discovered by now that the capsule will explode if opened. I believe your expression is booby trap. Time the detonator.
Can you open it, Mr. Vassal?
I have been briefed. I can try.
Do it.
The instrument you see is an electronic detonator. It is tuned to an exploding device which is incorporated within the capsule. The safety is off. The detonator is armed. It can now be detonated from where I stand by a very slight pressure of my thumb. I trust to your intelligence, sir, not to move the capsule. But if you should attempt to do so, even if you should manage to place it within your submarine, well, I leave it to you, sir, to decide whether or not your hull could survive the explosion. Sir, you and your men will stand away and release the capsule.
Sir, those of us who are unarmed will withdraw. The rest of us, sir, will not.
Now, I must tell you how wrong you are. You are faced and flanked by over 100 of my men, most of them in excellent positions of concealment, and have automatic weapons trained upon you and your vastly inferior force. I must also tell you, sir, although I'm under strict orders to avoid violence, if possible, my personal nature is a violent one. I'm experiencing grave difficulties as it is in restraining myself from pressing this button, giving my men the command
to open fire. Commander,
I will give you exactly 2 minutes to stand away and release the capsule. Beginning now.
In the container. Comrade.
Reassemble the capsule, Mr. Vasilov. Container down, Mr. Vasilov, and stand up. Colonel Ostrovsky, I have 2 civilians here. I request permission for them to leave the field.
Permission granted. Away from the submarine. Commander, time is up. Either you give me the capsule, or I order my men to advance to take the capsule and to open fire. If one man in your command should fire one shot, I первой выстрел, открыт огонь в опор!
Ostrovsky. The responsibility for what will happen now is yours, and yours alone. Take the capsule.
My compliments, Commander, on your decision.
push up again!
Give him the film, Mr. Jones. Give him the film. Now you will be shot down, and there is no need for that. We have what we came for. The incident is closed.
It will be closed, sir, when we have the film. Stand back.
You will be dead before I am.
Either way, you know I'll pull the trigger and hold it.
Lieutenant Walker!
Commander Faraday, you may send your medical man to attend to your lieutenant.
Ready? And you, Colonel, can pick up your man. Commander Faraday, a capsule has been destroyed. Our mission is therefore accomplished, at least in part. Your mission is also accomplished, to the same degree. It is unfortunate that the officer was shot, apparently, by accident.
Yes.
Further conflict between us would be pointless. I've given the command to my fighter planes to return to base. My men and myself will be picked up within the hour.
And we'll be on our way. We're a long way from home.
We both are. Come on. La svidaniya.
Until you meet again.
Yes. Until we meet again.
Good night.